Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia and greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Only Ink Alive coming to you straight from my studio, and I will be getting the drum roll right about now. Stay tuned.
Y'all ready? Say yeah!
Welcome back, family. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening for that latter part of Black History Month. And we are featuring our part two of the show that is focusing on our black males, raising girls and where the girls are rising, and especially a show done for black males to show that our black males are rising are right along with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got your Omega. I'm here to serve you, and I am your advocate, and I am your empress. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to say hello to our old friends and say what's up to our new friends. As you notice, the billboard does read Rising Girls, where girls are rising, but we're talking about those young women as well as talking about adult women. And the men are going to be rising right along with us, ladies and gentlemen. We have decided that we want to make it perfectly plain that we're not letting the women escape the men, and they're rising up the ladder without the men. Now, you can join us by locking in that dial at 646-478-0270. We're going to be featuring a little bit about understanding how women who work in those male-dominated professions can excel with the help of our black men. Now, our chat rooms are open. I invite you to be a part of the chat room. If you'd like to come in and be a co-host, certainly go ahead and do that, because we definitely need your support. We can't do this without you, ladies and gentlemen. And I like to say that because I believe that women have to practice things in duality, it was necessary for me to bring on a part one and part two of the show to talk to you about our dear brothers and tell you how much we really love them. And we do love you so much, brothers. We love you so much that we want you to understand that this Black History Month would not be fulfilled without you. And ladies and gentlemen, why don't you stand to your feet as we acknowledge our ritual and we pour libation, and we will also do our dedication to our higher self, Oladulamare, and we say Ashe, Oladulamare. I'd like to pour libation to my mother spirit, and I say Ashe, Yamenja. I pour libation to my father's spirit, Obatala, the man in white, Ashe. He is the father of all of the Orishas, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. and I pour libations to the South, and I say ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember, by looking back over your shoulder like the Sankofa bird once did, to remember where we came from, out of that middle passage, out of that window and door of no return, as we all came down one passageway. We looked over our shoulder in the middle passage. Some of those people could not return to the States, and they looked over their shoulder for the final time. Let's remember Dart Vesey. Let's remember Shekes Diop. Let's remember Moses, Harriet Tubman. Let's remember Sojourner Truth. Let's go back and remember Doc Ben. We're talking about Dr. Carruthers. Let's remember Dr. Carruthers, and let's remember all the work that he did for the Comedic Institute. Let's look over our shoulders and remember Nina Simone, and let's remember Madam C.J. Walker. As we look over our shoulders today and acknowledge all of our ancestors who were great heroes, and because of them, they're the sum total of why we're here today. We like to acknowledge all of those great heroes and sheroes, and we like to call out our mothers and fathers, those deceased loved ones, and I call out Clara Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call out Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy P. Harvey. I call out Essie Pope. I call out Clara Bracken. I call out the name of Jesse Bracken. I call out the name of Eugene Lilly. I call out Initial Lily, Ruby Lily. I call all these great heroes and sheroes and ask them, will they reconnect with us in that greater circle as we put our minds together to come up with solutions to solve these end time problems? And we say a prayer for the family. Father, we thank you for watching over us as we slumbered at night. We thank you for giving us a right mind, a mind stayed on you, and a mind to serve you. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak unmolested and be able to talk about the things that our family needs. We thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your mission, your great mission. We ask that you would put us in your plan. Man plans, but we know you are the best of planners. And we said, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the straight path, not on the path of those who have gone astray, but of those on the path that are on the right path, of a right path of right knowledge. And we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you once again for joining us this Saturday. Normally we're not on Saturdays, but I'd like to welcome you. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our little humble nook in the wall, which we call the Care to Read Room. Now, as I told you before, we're going to be true to our title and talking about books and talking about how we can educate ourselves. And as I indicated earlier, we're going to be working on courses that we can offer to the general public for free. And we will be talking about that more in the month to come. Now, because we're focusing on women who work in male-dominant areas, we are talking about women in law, and we've interviewed one of our professors earlier. If you haven't heard that tape, you definitely want to go out and listen to Professor Zelda Harris, and there are more to come to talk about their experience while being enrolled in law school. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk a little bit about the music industry and the predominantly male-dominated area of the music industry where males have most of the record labels. Now, we are pushing for women to get more involved in the record label. As you know, we will be interviewing a young lady who has a record label. But we'll be talking about the industry and what our black men can do to change our whole nation and what they can look at possibly recreating. Now, as you know, during the time that we came up from slavery and we were right into the thick of things, creating our theatrical dance, our ballet, our drama, our media. We came right out of slavery, creating our first universities. And most of those individuals did not have a college education, but they created institutes. And as you know, right now in the music industry, our black men are making a great impression on the music industry. But I still feel that we could do a little bit better. We could do a little bit better by having more of a message to reach our community, our nation. Some of the music that we are aspiring to write in the lyrics, some of it has no real indication of uplifting people. But we're certainly going to have to address the fact that you must understand that chaotic music can disrupt the mind, the soul, and it can destroy a human being. So in chaotic music, we are going to have to straighten it out by creating the music and tone that will arrest the human body and that will allow us to be able to have a new mindset, a new thought, where we can actually clairvoyantly call into place what it is we want to see in our communities. Our music will have to change. And just as the record label and those men who are working in the profession are working very hard to create lyrics, they're going to have to be mindful of the fact that we are just going to have to be saying something, not just talking loud and saying nothing, but we're going to have to be saying something. Something to the effect that will uplift our downtrodden race. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, our downtrodden race. But it's going to be an uphill journey. It's going to be a long, long climb. As we listen to Mary J. Blige, she sings the lyrics that are so true. I like to sing some of those lyrics for you. And the song is so touching that it has touched many souls as well as my soul. It's going to be an uphill journey. It's going to be a long, long climb. It's going to be some tough times and lonely nights. But I'm ready to carry on. So glad that the worst is almost over. They almost took me out. I can fly free now. Oh, my best days are right in front of me. And I'm almost free. Yes, I'm almost free. See anything and everything that you do, you can't deny the truth. Beyond the living through. So many guys have tried, but they just didn't make it through. But look at me, yeah, I'm the living through. Now that song that Mary J. Blige sings as she does the introduction of the movie called Help is taking us somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. It's opening up some doors, and it's telling us that we're going to climb some uphill battles and that we're going to make it through and that with the help of each other, we can lift each other up by our own bootstraps. Now, we're going to have to write lyrics that are meaningful like that, lyrics that will lift us out of our state of depression, lyrics that will lift the loneliest of heart and open up the blind eyes so that they can see. Now, men, hear me out. Now, I'm not destructive and talking against your rap music, but there was once a time when James Brown said there was once a time when he sang songs that would liberate us. Our songs are going to have to liberate us. And this Black History Month, write a song that's liberating, that is uplifting. Write a song that will give us the spirit to live out the creed of African-American people. Write lyrics that will not only be a dance tune, something we can shake our rumps to, but something we can think about. Write a song that will be a love song that will lift up the loneliest couple's heart. We're going to have to look at what are we doing destructive to our race of people with our jargons and our music that has become so low that it would not lift the spirit. What are we doing to the rap music that we are exposing our women to the point of taking their clothes off to entertain us? What are we doing to our music to talk against positive reinforcement? What are we doing to our music, man? What are we doing to our music that we are not writing rhymes that just rhyme and make no sense? We have to make sense of this madness. We have to make sense of it. Now, you're in the dominating field, male. Now you're opening the door and you're allowing us women to come in. Now, women have gotten sick and tired of a whole lot of things, and somehow I feel we're going to turn things around. We're going to take a bit of truth and turn things around because we want music to be sedating and healing. Now, if Bach and Beethoven can create a music that will change the hemisphere of the brain to grow brain dendrites and grow many more nerve neurons that help us be able to cross the synapse and give information to the other side. If Bach music at this late day can still do that with the violins that are playing throughout the classrooms in most of your Montessori classrooms and they're healing the brain, then we can do something greater. We can put our minds to it by going back into the studios and say, what clever idea can I come up with that will recreate the mood for us to be able to change the mental condition of our children in the classroom who are suffering from new conditions called CD and ADD and ADD and hyperactivity without hyperactivity? What can we do to lift those lonely spirits so that their minds will register on positive? Our frequency wave is everything, Black folks. I said our frequency wave is everything. We are the only race that has an octic level of music that no one else can hear. We are the only race that can hear that octic level of music. Are we purposely creating chaotic tones to destroy our mental capacity? Or are we conscious of the fact when we've researched music enough to know that we can create a sedative within our brain to heal us of any destruction? I don't think we're doing a great job of researching what music is supposed to do. If music is universal to heal and cross across nations and denomination and races, then it should be able to cross across the mental capacity to help heal those ones who are in institutions who are mentally distressed. Now, we are going to have to change the ET. We're going to have to change that because who are we entertaining? Are we fixating ourselves on music that will arouse the sex drive only? Are we using that music to heal a nation of people who have become ill? We are going to have to make a deal with you, men. Women know the difference between a healing because we are the first doctors, and we know that you can do better. Now, yes, some of us have gotten in these videotapes to try to appease you, but we know better too. And women, you're going to have to speak up and tell the men which music lyrics are inappropriate and which music lyrics only tear down the race of African-American people. We've gotten a lot of breaks. We've gotten a lot of opportunities to come forward and say, it's about ready, time for me to do my thing. So when we come forward, are we ready really to do our thing? Have we thought this thing out when the time comes for us to shine? Now, I was told that when you get that time to shine, you might not get it again. So why not take advantage of that time? Instead of getting on the stage, placating criticism and downtrodding women, you have to pick the women up to show them in a better light. And women, don't get on stage again exposing your wares to anybody for any amount of money just so you can turn over a dollar and be on the next videotape. Men, You are going to have to do like Brother Polite says. You're going to have to understand that women look up to you as someone who structures the family. Now, why not start writing music that will structure the family back together again? Why not start writing music that will uplift the contents of a woman so her continents are not exposed to the general public? We're going to have to make a deal with you, men. If you were to do this music and be number one in a profession of carrying on with your record labels, then you are going to have to make a deal with the women that we are going to have to make a more wholesome environment of our music. We can do this, man. We can turn things around overnight. If we begin to write lyrics like Earth, Wind, and Fire, because, see, they sent a message to us. And when they sent a message to us, they were speaking to our higher selves. Now, African-American men, you're going to have to understand, you might have to take a little trip to learn more about your higher self. And that higher self that you cooperate with inside of you, who collaborates with you on all terms, you're going to have to know, where is the third eye? Is it on the outside or is it unseen? You're going to have to know how to tap into the general power of your melanin. Your melanin lays out of rest, untouched, black man. But your melanin is the power that you've been given. That melanin is a wholesome power that will heal your body. Why not talk about melanin and the attributes of melanin? And talk about it not just from a perspective of a hue, which gives color, but from a perspective of a neurological connection of how we benefit from having melanin in our loins. Talk about melanin from a perspective like you're doing a dissertation. Arouse the general public to have more interest in melanin and the perspectives of how it is concentrated in our genital areas and how concentrated it is in our middle brain. Talk about the concentration that it holds within our pupils, in our eye, and how melanin within itself has the capacity to bypass the brain, and just by touching, you can learn from the melanin. Talk about how melanin will raise up a nation of children and heal them and their capacity to learn. Change the lyrics to give information, be an information sharing system. Now, we're going to be a powerhouse in the music industry. We're going to have to sing songs like John Legend sings. That it's time to straighten things out. We're going to have to self-condemn those who will not straighten it out, and we're going to have to make a deal with them that they can't refuse. Some things our folks used to do, they used to stop us from doing. They would take us aside and say, you can't do that. And the whole group of people would stand there to support that statement. And because a race of people would condemn you from doing that, you would not continue to carry on in that manner. Now, some of the music that is carried on these airways is ridiculous. Now, there are a few that are doing their very best to bring forth good lyrics. I do know. But this is a male-dominated area, you say, Omi. These are men that are carrying on, and to their delight, they are entertaining themselves. But music is to be shared, and it's to be entertained by everyone. So why can't we come to a happy medium on what we're producing? Sometimes I fear turning on the radio. I fear putting the music in the airways for the chaotic corruption that it does to my spirit and my soul. Now, because we are soul men and women, we are going to have to touch the soul with this music that we're creating. We're going to have to once again become collaborators and coming together to reproduce what some of our entertainers did many years ago. Now, I don't know where you're getting your inspiration from. I don't know if you're getting an inspiration at all. But I know inspiration comes with perspiration. And a lot of you are not sweating at all to create this madness that you created in the studio. Now, it's okay to have the hip-hop and the rhymes and the poetry. I'm a poet myself. But I have to make sense of the madness that's within my head also and calculate it to a beat and a timeliness that I'm speaking words that have meaning to them. Words that are just spoken that have no meaning at all will become chaotic and confusing. There are many young men walking around very, very confused now with lots of information, but no categorical avenues to present that information. It's okay that information has become plentiful and you have access to all this information now. Place it in its proper category. Use it where it's apropos. Use it where it's going to make sense and categorize it for a later date until you come back and table that information when you can use it at another time. But don't try to introduce everything and all things that you know at the same time and make it so combustible that it's full of ratified fire. That's right. They're singing songs that they are putting out there that are a fuse bomb that is due to erupt at any time. People that are driving to this music are so wound up that they don't know if they are coming off of a high or getting on a high. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you must remember African American. The Indians taught us it's very important to have peace in your life. That's why they passed the peace pipe. Their music was created to sedate them and bring about peace. Yes, I know you need to have the war music to build yourself up for the wars that you are partaking of, but at the same time, you must understand there must be some peace. Let there be peace on this earth. And the peace that you bring must surpass all understanding. This peace that we bring into our households, into our arena of music, has to be something that is telling us something, giving us inspiration. Just like the scriptures, the Bible said all scriptures is given by inspiration and is profitable for reproof, correction, and instruction. And instruction it must give. If it is not giving instruction, is it giving reproof? What is it doing? Is it good for nothing but trampling over? We have to address this music. And it has to be addressed in some symposium, some conference, or some workshop. But we have to make a deal with you men about where and how we are taking this music because it's gotten out of hand. Now, would a woman come in and do things differently if there were more women recording artists, if there were more women who own record labels? Would she do things differently? I believe that she would. I sincerely believe that she would. Now, I'm not scolding you men. I'm saying that we have got to do things in duality. We've got to do more duets and more love songs. Because when love songs are on the scene, love songs make a difference. It lightens the heart. It encourages the spirit. It exuberates the mind. It has the ability to heal a sick nation. And when we get the opportunity to talk about lovemaking and how much we love one another, don't you know that it's catching and that more people will be getting more love? And what we are trying to do and produce today is a more romantic atmosphere. This is the age of the Aquarius. And with us bringing on the age of Aquarius, women, don't you know, it's our opportunity to be in love again. But where are the love songs, you say, Omi? Where are the love songs? How can you be in love if there's no love song? Who will create a love song? Are there anyone out there that will create a love song that will make a difference? Now, we're going to have to talk a little about our studios. Right now, you have people that have gotten their music in and locked in society because they bought and paid their way in. Not because they're so good and they are harmonizing and singing the right lyrics, it's because they bought their way in. We've got to stop this madness even so. Stop allowing people to pay for the right to play their downtrodden music on the air 24/7. Stop taking money, filthy lucre, just to expose some of the music that is rotten to the core. Stop it, I say, because we are going to have to use that music to extend across nations of people to heal a sick, sick nation. And if we don't acknowledge it fast, Mother Nature is going to take revenge. Even Mother Nature will rise up and take arms against you. Now, people have talked about what they're sick and tired of, and they have said that, well, what will we do? Are we helpless? Isn't there anything we can do? Most people think, I'll just pray and let God do it, but God don't want you to just pray and leave it up to him. Because God has given you the ability to take dominion over this earth. And if you've been given the ability to take dominion, you have authority. And those of you who are embracing authority, I want you to use that authority. But those things that are not done correctly and need to have change, I want you to take dominion. Just like we see children leading the nation. And no one's saying anything. Take dominion. Take dominion over those children. Put them in their proper place that they might live long on this earth. Because the scripture did say, children, obey your parents that you might live long on this earth. And we've got a lot of people acting out. And not only just the African-American males who are producing the music, we got some children that are acting out as well. Now, mothers, you women out there, I'm calling on the moaning women, those of you who have authority, take dominion. When you take dominion, that doesn't mean you stay on your face prostrated praying all the time. You get up and you do something. Now, I talked about us being sick and tired. Yes, Fannie Lou Hamer told us to get sick and tired, but she did something about it. So my question to you ladies, what are we going to do about it? Our children are being subject to chaotic music. Our children are being subject to being led by other children. Now, let me speak to you from a perspective of an African who is an old soul. That's right. The Africans who are old souls, who've been here before, they don't know a time when we weren't here. We've always been here. And for the benefit of those who don't know their history, you can locate Africans' grandmothers in history, and there is a documented time when they found Dagnish bones. However, I believe we were here before that. So, the message that I'm sounding off right now is those things and issues that need to be addressed that we're sick and tired of, they have to be addressed by those who would take dominion over those improper things. Now, we've had a lot of improper things going on throughout this year with our new president. And because he is part African-American, he is being looked at a little bit with a jaundiced eye and criticized more frequently. The poor man can't even do his job. As you know, some things were already set in place for him as a black man that he couldn't get over if he wanted to. He has to carry those things out. Now, if we will just support Obama as a black man in some of the things, but Obama is going to have to address the issues of the black race as well. He, being a black man, knowing the issues and the problem, will have to address certain things. Now, if you could take a stand and boldly make statements on certain issues, you can take a stand on what's happening in our African-American communities as well. Go ahead, Bamo. You're part of an African race as well. When something needs to be said, it needs to be said. I'd like to know why is all the malt liquor brought into our black communities for our black men to drink up? And why are they the only ones drinking malt liquor? Is there something so unique about this malt liquor that they should be drinking it only? We've got to start worrying about our diets, black men, and you've got to worry about what you consume and what you consume a large consumption of. You've got to start worrying about the role model you're presenting before the world. If you are going to head up the black family and be a leader, you're going to have an example that's set, that is fit for the nation. So therefore, clean up your music, clean up the act with this malt liquor deal, clean it up. Don't appear in every liquor commercial that they offer you money to appear in. And don't be on every television station talking about how great malt liquor and how great whiskey and spirits are for you, because it brings damnation on our culture. Black men was not intended to rise early and to drink strong drinks. That was not something that black men was intended to do. So why are we out of character? Why are we doing things that is not suited for us? Because we think in exchange for another filthy dollar that it's okay because it's bringing money in. It's not okay. It's not okay. God will give you some money, but you have to understand all money is not acceptable. Now, I want to say that because we're talking to our black males today, I'm talking to you in a way that I love you. I love you, first of all, and I'm talking to you in a way that you can help change the course of this nation just by going in with a flick of your pen, changing lyrics to music, changing the tunes and beats to the music, and start directing your music at healing the nation. And I want you to know that black women will have to do things with you in duality. We are your best partners, and we want to be a part of what you're doing. But you must have a plan. Create a plan of action so that when you create that plan, a woman can help you manifest that plan. Now, we know our nation is perishing for a lack of a vision. Now, we're not waiting just for one leader to bring us a vision. I'm telling you and you and you and you to write the vision. For he that readeth it, let him run with the vision, because we know the vision is yet for appointed time. But we first have to write a vision. We cannot begin to write a vision if we are so in tune to these television that we are watching our lives away. Black men and women, shut down the television set when you can and consume your information off of the radio or internet while you occupy and continue to work. But do not be all consumed by the media, because you must get fresh information so you have current information so you know exactly how to proceed. We are allowing our children to become lovers of themselves while they tinker with these apparatus and technology all day long, and we have no interaction with the human race or the human being. We must continue to have interaction with human beings and have interaction where we are meeting periodically and embracing one another. It is very crucial that we do that. Now, our black men are truly our leaders in our home, and we want them to take the proper position in leading. But some of you black men are going to have to be trained, and that's right. Some of us women will have to train you, because there's much that you still need to comprehend. And in comprehending what it is that a family needs, you must have a strong woman at your side so that you can grow together in grace. It's very crucial that we get a handle on what is happening in the atmosphere to our mental capacity. You don't have to lock a person up in prison to imprison him. You can imprison him in his mind. And one of the ways you can do it is create the lyrics that will stagnate him and chaotically destroy him. We are not going to be destroying any more of our kit and kin with our chaotic music. I decree it. I decree that over this nation that a great wind will come over the nation and over the minds of these who would distort those lyrics or who would corrupt those lyrics, that they will have a changed mind. I decree it. And whatever is decreed in the spirit, it is performed and carried out in the natural. We have to take dominion over things, ladies and gentlemen. And in taking dominion over things, we have to speak truth over things. And we have to command God. That's right, command God to watch over his word to perfect it. He said that he would watch over his word to perfect it so that it would not return unto him void. Now, the words of my mouth today, I am decreeing they will not return unto me void, but they will accomplish that which is intended. It's very important that we to begin to start to speaking out against little idiosyncrasy things that are tormenting our souls. It's very important that we not be afraid of what someone else is thinking of us or how somebody views us for speaking things that need to be said. Now, enough is enough. We've carried this corrupted music to a level of no return, almost, we think. But we could rapture it. We could bring it back. We could dust it off, and we could correct it, and we could fix it. It is repairable. It's very necessary that we start today, family. It's very necessary that we start today. Not when the moon shines, not when the weather gets better, not when the snow melts, not when it starts to rain, but right now. Because all we have is the month of February to talk about cleaning ourselves up. But shouldn't we talk about the correction in African Americans' community throughout the year? Yes, we should. We should continue to talk about it. And we should continue to lift our voices up to point out inadequacies that need to be changed. Now, women, I want you to have a different viewpoint of yourself in these videotapes. I want you to look at yourself as a full-blown woman and God's grace, and look at yourself as God's feminine side. And don't reduce yourself to the lower level of exposing yourself in these videotapes. You could do a lot better, too, because this music that comes on BET with women exposed is unacceptable. And our music is going to have to change. And women, if you're coming into the record label business, make a difference. Make a change and show our men how we can change. But we must do this in duality. Now, Savior's Day is coming up tomorrow. I don't know how many of you plan to be at Savior's Day, but I support Savior's Day. And I want you to go out to support Savior's Day because there are many entrepreneurs out there who will be selling all their wares and goods. And wouldn't it be beautiful to see all those women out in white tomorrow and those men in their bow ties and suits tomorrow, African Americans from all over the nation coming in from Africa, from Brazil, from all over, coming together to sell their wares and goods and to profit so they can benefit as a nation. I say go down tomorrow and support the Nation of Islam as they begin to carry out Savior's Day. And I want to say happy Savior's Day to all of you. Happy Savior's Day, Lorraine. Happy Savior's Day, Robert. Happy Savior's Day, Daryl. I want to say happy Savior's Day to all of you. That's right. We must acknowledge all the prophets. Yes, Elijah Muhammad was one of the prophets. We must acknowledge him as a prophet. As a man with only third grade education, he brought a whole nation to bear. We must give him his props and acknowledge him. No, you don't have to be Islamic and say assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, just to support the African family in the nation. You have got to be conscious that people are people all over the world. And we've got to stop dicing ourselves up into little groups and to organizations. And we've got to start supporting ourselves all over the nation. And it's very crucial that Savior's Day be acknowledged because of the things that the minister, Louis Farrakhan, is doing for the people. It's very crucial that Savior's Day be talked about on all of the stations because of the things that they do in their workshops, their symposium, and the way that they educate their families about being better families. So go down and support Savior's Day in Chicago, Illinois. Thank you so very much for getting that ploy in there. I would like to say also, ladies and gentlemen, that we are coming to a close of our Black